Talking today with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Poor Council. Roy Lee, we have got once again a decision that's going to be in the works in the next 60 to 90 days regarding a possible waiver declared by the Environmental Protection Agency regarding the renewable fuel standard. A lot of folks say that we don't have enough corn, that we need to figure out a way to lessen the amount of corn that has to go into ethanol in order to meet all of our other needs. EPA has been hearing from governors on that. They've heard from lawmakers. But now they're actually trying to figure out what they're going to do probably mid-November when they come up with that decision. Why is this important when we start looking at the hog industry as a part of our overall livestock complex in the U.S. agricultural industry?
Well, for starters, when you start talking about raising hogs, it takes you somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 bushels of corn to take a hog to market weight. And so if you just stop and you think about across the country, we're talking about a little over 100 million hogs. If you use the midpoint, say 7, you're talking 700 million bushels of corn just to get hogs to market weight. And so when you start talking about the impact a waiver could have on price of corn, and we don't know what that impact is because we don't have a waiver in place today, so you're just speculating kind of where it would be. But the estimates are all the way from zero, won't have any impact at all, up to about $2.30 a bushel. Well, if you pick something in the middle and you just say it's a dollar a bushel on 700 million bushels of grain, well, that's a significant impact for the pork industry. And so when we start talking about the potential value of a waiver, well, we've encouraged EPA to adopt a waiver. The National Pork Producers Council was part of a livestock coalition that submitted a request to EPA to grant a waiver. We hear from the other side that a waiver is not necessary right now. There are other options on the table, credits that are available. I've blended more ethanol in the past, and I've got ethanol stocks in the barrel and some things like that, so we don't need to do a waiver. We would contend that the waiver was written into the renewable fuel standard when it was created specifically to help us deal with a situation like we have today. I mean, we've got a short corn crop, and every report I read says it's only worse than what we expect. Now, you know, somebody's told me that just this week that things are never as bad as we think they are, and they're never quite as good as we think they are. Well, in this case, we think it's really, really bad. So if it's only really bad as opposed to really, really bad, it's still going to be bad. All the initial reports tell us that USDA's numbers are still too high. The estimates are significantly less. You ran a piece in your newsletter today that one of them was 47% of what it was a year ago, one of the yields in one of the states. And I just sit here and shake my head and go, 47%. I don't care if it's a small state in producing corn. If your crop's half of what it was before, that's going to have a major impact on down the road. So when we come back to what are the options on the table, we think EPA should grant the waiver. And then if the marketplace says we still need to buy ethanol to keep fuel prices down or to blend in because of Clean Air Act requirements or whatever the case may be, the market will adjust and it will incorporate ethanol in there. When we start a system that says we're going to put 4 billion bushels of grain into ethanol, you're not allowing the market to work if that's where you start. So if you could waive some of that mandate, a partial waiver, a full waiver, if you will, just for a short period of time, it will allow us to work through what's going to be an extremely short corn crop. And the other piece of that is, and everybody just is assuming, it's going to rain next year. Now, I think we can look at what we saw in Oklahoma this year. Yeah, we got rains in April and May and even into June, but we really haven't had any significant rain since then. And what happens if we go through another short year in the Corn Belt next year? So would we be better served to put a waiver in place today and help us ration going into the 2013 crop and have some carry out and some stocks? We're already at record low stocks going out in 2012. So now you want to run the risk of pulling those down to even lower numbers, Yeah, we all wish Gary England could tell us exactly when it was going to rain, but that's not the case. And I can't tell you that it's going to rain in the Corn Belt next year. So this is a bigger challenge than dealing with it today. And I think we hope that the administration in Washington will look at this as a bigger picture challenge and not just an issue that has to be dealt with for the next 6 months, because we think it's a much longer challenge than just the next 6 months. I can't tell you if I think it's a blessing or a curse that they have to deal with, that they get to deal with this after the election's over. You run the risk of, I don't think it's likely they're going to do anything on a waiver of the mandate before the election. They're trying to win Iowa. They're trying to win a lot of those Corn Belt states. And I don't think they're going to do anything that would change that mandate and make that an issue in this presidential election. Right. So they've got till the week after the election to really announce a decision. And if he wins, maybe, you know, if President Obama is reelected, maybe that weighs on his decision about, well, do we go ahead and we issue a waiver and move on. If he loses, does he say, absolutely not, I'll let the next guy deal with this problem, I'm not going to make a decision? You just don't know. And so it's kind of, like I said, it's one of those, I can't tell you if I think it's a blessing or a curse that they have until the week after the election to actually make an announcement. But it will be interesting to see. And I think the pressure on the administration to make an announcement or to issue a waiver is only going to increase. We're up to 5 governors now. You've got 4 Democrats and a Republican that have now asked for a waiver. I think there'll be more governors coming forward with that. So the pressure is going to ratchet up a little bit as we get closer to the election and closer to time for them to make a decision.
You know, obviously we've got a lot of things that are out there. You've got the 3 stools, really, or 3 legs of the stool, as far as corn usage. Livestock obviously use a lot of corn, the ethanol industry, but you also go to exports. And some folks say, well, let's just stop exports.
Yeah, it's always one of those pieces that it's easy to say, well, we just won't sell it to anybody else. Right. Well, it's awful hard for you to say we're going to be a free market economy and we're going to believe that China, for example, ought to buy more of our pork, and then us turn around and say, oh, by the way, we're not going to sell you any corn. I mean, I think you've got to be very careful and measured in what your response to those things are when we condemn other countries when they say we're going to protect their livestock business by not allowing our beef or our pork to come into their country. And then we're going to turn around and say, you know what, we're going to protect our livestock industry by not selling you corn. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm all for taking care of us first, but I think you have to be very careful with what your position is around the world in how you do that. If the price of corn continues to go up, again, the marketplace will ration corn. We're okay as the livestock industry of competing in an open marketplace for buying corn. What we believe today is that the mandate that we blend so many gallons of ethanol, and it's 13.2 billion gallons this year and 13.8 billion next year, if you will, when you create a mandate like that, you're not allowing the marketplace to work. You're telling the marketplace what it's going to do, and then everybody else competes for what's left over. And that's about 40% of the corn crop this year, and maybe a little bit more than that, you know, when you sit down and do the math. And so if that's the case, hey, we think we need a waiver in place to allow the marketplace to really work. And then exports, if China or whomever is going to come in and they're going to pay extra for it, then that's a condition we have to deal with.